Afternoon. Welcome back. 5:06, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It is indeed Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Friday afternoon, we start this hour the way we always do with the one and only Jeff Cooner. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
All right, let's get right to it. Your column today, Obama knew, and this deals with the attack in Benghazi. And, you know, we're getting some new information here that Leon Panetta said we needed real-time information to act. And although I assume that, you know, we did have real-time information, and we heard the testimony on Capitol Hill before the House committee last week. Then the CIA, a little while ago, some of these ops people in the CIA said they were asking for help and were denied during the attack. This thing, it gets crazier by the day.
It's a cancer, Andy. It is a cancer now on the presidency. It is growing. I think it will devour him. Whether he wins or loses, I think, is irrelevant at this point. This is Obama's Watergate. And Andy, just for the audience out there, let me just flip it. Let's just flip it. Imagine if George W. Bush is the president. We get word on September 11, the 11th year anniversary of the September 11 attacks, that our compound in Benghazi was stormed by Al-Qaeda militants. Our ambassador is dead. Three other officials are dead. And then we find out that the compound was attacked in April. It was attacked again in June. In fact, it was attacked so aggressively they blew a hole through the walls protecting the compound. We find out that the British were so frightened they pulled out their entire staff and they removed their ambassador from Benghazi. We then find out the Red Cross shut down their operations. We then find out, through numerous cables and emails, that the personnel on the ground were frightened, were warning about the rise of Al-Qaeda, were warning about jihadists roaming the streets of Benghazi, begged for enhanced security, and they were denied. We then find out through the ambassador's own diary and his own cables that he feared for his life, and he feared for those of his staff and colleagues. Again, request for security denied. Then we find out that within 2 hours of the attack, State Department operations sent an email to the White House Situation Room to two of George W. Bush's closest political aides saying this was the work of Ansar al-Sharia. And then on top of that, Andy, imagine if we had senior State Department officials testify under oath that in real time they were watching events unfold. And as the Bush administration claimed, day after day after day, that the attack was caused by massive protests due to an anti-Muslim video, and these congressional officials are saying, sorry, these State Department officials under congressional testimony are saying, there wasn't a protest. There wasn't even one protester.
Mm-hmm.
This was completely made up. We don't know who made this decision to talk about the protest, but it wasn't us. And then, Andy, the CIA station chief says within 24 hours, I cabled back and said it was a terrorist attack. Now we're finding out that other officials within the CIA and intelligence community within 24 hours were saying immediately this was a terrorist attack. And on top of that, Andy, we had a drone overhead, over above the compound, in real time, surveilling what was happening, sending information back. We had AC-130 gunships 1 hour away. We had our top Air Force jets 1 hour away. We had military personnel 1 hour away. This attack takes place for over 6 hours. George Bush never ordered a military rescue. George Bush, in real time, decided to forget about saving our people there and left them twisting in the wind and essentially watched them die. And then the next day, he goes to a political fundraiser in Las Vegas, and 5 days later, he sends his UN ambassador to give a bogus story about protests. His Secretary of State goes on about bogus protests. He goes on David Letterman. He goes on 60 Minutes. He goes on The View, he goes on the UN, and he keeps talking about an anti-Muslim video and U.S. protests. Andy, I guarantee you, dollars to donuts, I will bet my soul on it. The mainstream media would have crucified George Bush.
Absolutely.
They would have called for his impeachment. Everybody would have been Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein all over again.
Yep.
They'd be talking Watergate. Instead, they're acting like Woodward and Bernstein in reverse. It's almost like Woodward and Bernstein are trying to cover up Watergate. How do we protect Nixon? How do we prevent Deep Throat from getting his information out? How do we massage this so it doesn't hurt Richard Nixon's reelection effort in 1972? I mean, that's literally what we're now witnessing. We are witnessing the destruction of the free press. And this is why, Andy, when everything is said and done, I'm convinced of it. When the Obama regime collapses, when it is finally swept into the dustbin of history, it is not just Obama that will go down. It is not just the Democratic machine that will go down. I believe the liberal media will go down with him because their credibility has been destroyed, eviscerated over the last 4 years.
No, you're absolutely dead on target here. And, you know, as a punctuation point, I understand the Senate will now hold a hearing into this. But, of course, they couldn't get it done before the election. It'll come 3 days after the election.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, Andy, here's what I think happened. All right, this is what my sources are telling me, and I'm convinced of this. Here's what I think happened. I think if you look at the 60 Minutes interview, the edited part that was not shown on the air,
yeah. He,
in fact, Obama even says, no, this looks different than Cairo. This actually looks like there were militants and terrorists involved. This could have been a terrorist attack. We're looking into it. And so he obviously had the intelligence. But then the press ran with the anti-Romney story. If everybody remembers, between September 11 and September 14, I know because I was in Salt Lake. I was adopting little Ava then.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember screaming at the TV saying, God, I wish I was on the air. I wish I was on the air. How is Romney the issue?
Yeah.
But remember, they made Romney the issue. The blaster, he politicized it. He came out too early. He wasn't presidential. Of course, it showed he was completely right. It was the act of terrorists. But the White House then said, you know what? Romney's going to be the issue. Let's switch the story. Let's forget about this act of terror. Let's now go on with the protests and the anti-Muslim video. And that's why they put Susan Rice out. That's why they put the narrative. Because their goal was sweep this under the rug until after the election. Just get the dear leader. Get Obama over the finish line. And once he's over the finish line, hey, then forget about it because they can't touch us.
Yep.
And this is what orchestrated the cover-up. And the more we find out, Andy, the more damning it is. And the more damning it is, I think it will seal Obama's political doom in November.
Yep, I think you're right. All right, my friend, have a good weekend in spite of it all.
You too. God bless you, Andy. Bye.
Take care. Jeff Cooner of the Washington Times. It is 5:14, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.